It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name's Blue. Alongside of me are the world famous Pot Brothers at Law, Mark and Craig Wasserman, and Mr. Joe Grande.
Well, you guys, you know, we're all the way live at MJ BizCon. I just got to remind you all out there, if you're looking for a plant to grow, there's only one way to go to do it. You got to go to rocketseeds.com yes. for a trusted cannabis seed. Thousands of clients around the world have come to depend on Rocket Seeds, and you should too, because they're at a fair price. Head to rocketseeds.com. And we want to thank everyone for listening to the podcast, Cannabis Talk 101, all around the world, 136 different countries and counting. And we appreciate each and every one of you. If you ever want to give us a call and say hello, it's 1-800-420-1980. And make sure you check out our website at Cannabis Talk 101, as we are the world's number one source for everything cannabis. And for so much news and learn the script on Instagram, it's at Cannabis Talk 101, at Pot underscore Brothers underscore at underscore Law. Well, my man Mark is at Waslaw. Craig is at Waslaw Dog. Blue is at One Christopher Wright.
Hello.
And I am at Joe Grande 52. And on the show today, here live from MJ BizCon in beautiful Las Vegas, we got a very, very special guest. I'm excited. I believe I didn't even tell her this when we first came on the air, but I believe I met her when I might have worked at Wild 94.9 in San Francisco, our Power 106 in Los Angeles. Little Kim, the Queen Bee, is with us in studio on the show set. Make some noise. Woo. And even looking sexier, Carlos, my man from Superbad Inc. Carlos got tighter pants on, though, so I don't know who's looking sexier. Yeah. That's my dog, though, right there, Los, man. Thank you, Los, for coming on. Man. Right? I didn't know if he was wearing your pants or, you know, you was wearing his, so I don't know. Right? But the shoes are fly. You know, Los, you know I love you. But
Little Kim, fired, huh?
Right, I gotta punch him real quick. He's just got a lot of money, so I gotta love on him. You know what I mean? That's my dog. Lil Kim, it's just so dope. We all know about your industry in the past. Everything's been doing dope for you. We love all your music, but you're just in this cannabis space now. Like, why the cannabis space? Where's the love?
Well, this is something that I was actually working on, believe it or not, for a while.
When you say a while, like, you know, what does that
for
mean?
For some years, like a couple of years. You know, I was... I'm not the biggest weed smoker, but every now and then, you know, I gotta
get lit. I'm not either.
Me neither. Little kid, here's this. Ready for this? I don't even smoke joints. I only use the products.
In fact,
23 years sober.
23 years sober.
Yeah. I believe it all. I use all other products, but I don't smoke weed.
Yeah.
I'll use a pen late night for medical, so I use it for medicine only.
Well, you know, cannabis is also medicinal.
Yes. It's only medicinal.
It's only medicinal. Exactly.
They're trying to make us think otherwise. It's only medicinal.
Yes, only medicinal. So, you know, this is something that I always was interested in, and I wanted to learn more about it. So I took a couple years to learn more about it.
Sure.
And I have family members who are very much, Carlos is like family because he's connected with my family member.
Oh, really?
Latandia. Yeah, she's here. And, you know.
Oh, y'all got some real fam bam connections there. Not just some super bad ink with all the brands
under
his brand.
We know
Carlos
about that
got two brands under his brand. Oh, y'all don't know about super bad ink? Oh, yeah, we got like 1,600 brands under us now, Joe. You don't know?
And you know what? I was approached by a few people to do a strand, but, you know, my family, look at the name. I mean, come on. Ain't I like the bad girl?
Hello.
Like a bad boy, bad girl.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It's true, though.
Super bad.
I swear to God, when I heard that you were coming and I seen Los and he walked up, and here's the even funnier, weirdest part. I call Los, right? And as I call him, he's literally walking up and he goes, perfect timing, huh? Like, it ran twice. And then my butt comes behind my shoulder. I go, dog, how crazy is that? And he goes,
wow.
Yo, Joe, we got a little kid. I'm like, dog, that is so super bad.
That's super bad.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
The baddest.
You know what I mean? So my point to your point is it goes hand in hand with who you are, what you are.
Yes.
The Queen Bee doing that.
The Queen Bee.
The Queen of Cannabis. Is it going to be a new title? That people had it, but you know what? You are a Queen Bee.
Yeah.
You've been doing it for a long time.
And that's another thing. The work of being, I'm the Queen Bee, so the Queen Bee has to have her hands in everything. It's the next level. I want to empower women. I want to give other people opportunities. Opportunities, you know, throughout strand, through what I'm doing. And I just, you know, I'm always excited to venture out into different ventures. And this is fun because, you know, I get to, you know.
Live it.
That gas.
You know, and it's funny because I don't know, Lil' Kim, if you've been to a lot of expos, but hands down, this is like the Super Bowl of all expos.
Yes.
Right? Like,
yes.
I hear that. Can I say something?
You can say whatever. That's what I was about to say.
Wow. This is my first convention.
Yeah. Shout out to MJ.
I am geeked. Congrats. Right now.
And so being your first, what are your thoughts?
This is crazy. I wish I was able to be here 2-3 days ago. Like, yeah. I probably came every day.
Yeah. You know, and it's so big, you need the 3 days to mess with it.
Absolutely. This is what I'm hearing. I literally just got off the plane and came here. Well, I was in Detroit. I was doing a fashion show for Bottega Veneta. So fashion and cannabis goes perfectly hand in hand.
Yeah. I mean, it does, because you look so hot right now. Y'all sparkling, shining. Yeah. You know what I mean? You Flossy Rossi over there.
She's lit. I'm going to just put her in the
only
pocket.
Only way to go.
So as you fly into Vegas and you come here and you see this, what is that impression, that impact of like, okay, I mean, did you have an impression? Did you have a gut feel of what it was going to be like?
I'm not going to lie. I thought everybody was going to be walking around like zombies really high.
No, you know what?
Hey. No, Queen, that's why I'm asking you, because I believe what you just said is the thought process. Yes. And propaganda that cannabis has put on a lot of people.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
No attack to you. That's why I asked you before, like, what do you think of it? I think the impression that even when I tell folks where I live, I'm South Orange County, like this boy over here, Lowe's. And I'm like, well, I think cats are the, cannabis convention, huh? I'm like, dog, we suited and booted in this mug. We dealing with multi-billionaires and companies. And this is, official like a referee with a whistle out here.
Yes.
Like, this ain't no joke.
Exactly. However, that's the thing. I do know, like, I'm very much on the business side of things, especially, now that I'm not, I came in the game a teenager.
You sure?
Puffy.
Sure, yeah.
Puffy P. Diddy was like my father, my big brother, my everything. So now I'm like, on my own and, just
doing your thing.
Being a big girl. And it's like, I know that this is a big business.
Yes.
So I definitely expect it for it to be very, a little bit corporate, but a little bit like,
Sometimes
a little bit everything.
Well, let me say this. There are some other events that are very, very like, super everybody's. That got that zombie feel, right? Because that's what they're more of the festival feels. Yeah. Those are the ones you're going to be performing at, right?
Right.
But this one in particular is probably one of the most, it is the most organized, conference in the world, right. in my opinion, wow. And I've been in this for so long, but it's awesome to have someone like yourself with such a voice that's able to reach so many more people and share this passion with the rest of the world and women as well, and bringing that with Superbad and the team. So what product line are you guys actually diving into right now?
Oh man, so you have
go ahead, Lowe's.
As far as the product, we're gonna wait. We like the anticipation. We're not gonna
build up.
Yeah, it's build up.
Wait till you hear the name.
She does have something coming special.
She does.
Can we leak the name?
Can we leak it on Cannabis Talk 101?
Do you want it?
You can give them one of them.
One.
Which one?
Why don't we do this right after break? It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101, live right here at MJ BizCon. Joe Grande, let us know what's going down,
man. I
mean,
we anticipated, because, Blue, you asked such a great question, and you're prying, and I see them over there tap dancing, and they're still whispering each other's ear. Like, they're calling
which
playing
one?
The Super
which
Bowl,
one?
Right?
It's like, audible.
Hey, it's fourth down. There's 10 seconds left in the game. It's a Super Bowl. We got Lil' Kim, the Queen Bee, talking, and Carlos over there. Over here, Superbad Inc., what name are we going to leak right now and exclusively give Cannabis Talk 101?
We got the exclusive.
I believe the game, the call has been made. Los, Lil' Kim, what is it?
Hey.
Since y'all put us on the spot, go ahead, Kim.
Okay, so when you think of Lil' Kim, what song comes to mind? Ladies? What?
Come on.
How many licks does it take till you get to the center of it? So guess what?
Yes.
One of the strand names is going to be Aphrodisiac.
Nice.
Nice. And you said one of the brands, you said our strands.
Yes, strand.
Okay, so we're looking at flour now. You see how we did that?
Oh, did I spill the beans?
I just went away. I
don't know. We might trick you.
Oh, no, you said strand. Now we know flour.
So we gave that to you.
Flour. Yeah. He's like,
oh, Los, we're going to pry. We're
going
to pry.
So more. We're going all in.
More.
Los, come on, man.
About this? No. Okay, I won't ask brand names, but that's a good one. Aphrodisiac, right? Mm-hmm. Aphrodisiac. How do you come up with something like that? Was it the songs? What is it? What is the meaning behind all that? I mean, we all know what it means if you don't punch yourself in the forehead with whatever you listen to the song. But why did it come to you as what you wanted?
Well, I have expensive, sexy taste. It's funny because when I do smoke, the cannabis that I normally like is the most expensive, and it has a certain taste. It's, you know, for me, I can automatically tell if it's like OG or like sativa, something like
is
that.
Is it boof or you can just smell
don't
it before
give me no
you're like, I've been with some of the best talent in the freaking world. Like, hands down. Hands down, you've been with some of the best talent in the world.
Yes.
So when someone comes up, you can just smell it before it even gets to the... You're like, oh, just... No, I'll you pass. or that's gas. I'll take it.
Exactly. As you know what I'm saying? Exactly.
I do, yeah.
So I can't wait to hear about and see when this gas comes out. Do we have an anticipated date yet for this aphrodisiac? I know there's other products, but do we have a name? Do we have a date?
We're not giving out the date.
Come on.
But it's coming. coming.
I like the fact that Superbad, Mr. CEO, Carlos says it's coming. Lil' Kim, we got one of them. How many other SKUs are we looking at?
Six.
Ooh. Six SKUs?
Come on, Will, give us one more.
No.
Come on.
No.
Joe, you are so funny.
Mark's a lawyer. You know Mark's trying to...
All day long.
So, and you know what, Lil' Kim, I'm wondering, too, because back in the day, you started in the game when you was a youngster, right?
Literally.
So literally a youngster, like under 18 youngster.
Diddy.
So that being said, when you were a youngster in the game, were there cats smoking weed all the time in the little tours and everything in the booths and everything?
What are you talking about? We were just in a car lit on the way here.
I'm saying, though, when you were young, when you started in the game.
I'm only getting
younger. Still young. She is still young.
I know what you're saying.
Around you as a young artist? It all around you?
Yeah, because we've always been big kids. You know what I mean? Like, even to this day, and I'm on the road all the time. I just came off of the Feed the Streets tour with Rick Ross and Gucci.
Let's give that a round of applause, though.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Yeah. Two Chainz.
Giving it back.
Yeah, and you know, we're like big kids when I'm on the road. It's just like something that it always gives me the same feeling. I don't never feel different when I'm on the road. So
we actually had Exhibit here just a little while ago, right? So X to the Z's here,
He
shared a story when he was on the road.
Oh, I love him. He's cool.
Oh, yeah. So he has his brand, too, which he was doing his thing. But something came up that he shared a story, and I'm just wondering if anything's ever happened like you when you were on tour, where they were going to Germany, and he goes in his German accent. Do the Jackson for the... Can you do it?
The smell. What's that smell?
And then when they look for him, when they ask for him, where is Exhibit?
Where is Exhibit?
Are you Exhibit?
No.
So what he did was, I'm going to tell you the story so that you can think of maybe possibly a story that happened to you guys on the road. He goes, he gathered everybody's weed, right? Put it in one bag, and then on the bus, he put it on the top of the bus. He lifted the thing up the air vent. Popped it out. They had the dogs come in smelling. They couldn't find the weed.
Wow.
And they're like, we know you got weed.
Yeah. It's cannabis. It's
Joe. But the Germans said, we know you got the weed.
I know. But it's so, cannabis, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
Cannabis.
I'm wondering, were you ever on tour and they come after you guys and be like, oh, Lil' Kim, whoever you are. Diddy, who's on this tour? Where's the weed? We're about to bust your asses.
Tell us a story. We want to hear one.
Now it's different. Back then, Canada was the worst place to try to do that. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And people were doing that, and we were, like, literally losing part of our concert, like, our show, because everybody was going to jail.
Over smoking.
Are you serious?
Puff Diddy in the family tour after Biggie passed.
Yeah.
And we were trying to go in, and the dogs were, like, on everybody's butts, and they were finding everything. Little stuff too. People were clipping stuff and like stuffing it, and they were still finding it. I was like,
well, you know, it's funny. You just mentioned Biggie. Just to let you know, I actually did a show called The Doghouse in San Francisco, and we did his last interview on our show.
Yeah.
I was with him on that day, and when we had his son on our show not too long ago, I showed him a picture of him and his dad from that interview, and he was like, "Oh my God, I still got that shirt."
He still had the shirt, Biggie.
Wow. So
that, me and Biggie did this together.
Yeah, Joe and Biggie.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was just funny and crazy.
It was great. I just got the chills.
You mentioned that. You got that East Coast love like that. It's great. You know, it's so good to see you two, just, you know, to bring that superstar status, this hip-hop background that you have, and this female empowerment background that you have. And you're still so damn sexy. As I look at the IG page, I mean, you're so, you keep doing it, girl.
I'm going to have to take you home.
You know, give me
that. Don't talk about it. Be about it. I'm ready to go. I'm taking my ring off. Let's go. It's going to be little Kim Grande in a minute.
Security's
I'm going to be signed with Superbad, too.
Come on, Joe.
Sounds like a good movie.
We're going to get married at MJ BizCon.
I'll go have Elvis marry us right now. No, but seriously, if you haven't checked out her IG, Lil Kim the Queen Bee, I mean, and it says your Queen Bee life story is coming out soon and all that other good stuff, peep that. But my point is, how hard is it to keep it so sexy and right and tight? Because you just keep doing it.
He went right back to it.
Oh, no.
No, because you know what? Because I because I commend you for a girl's work.
I try, but this
No, you ain't trying. You're doing
it. You're doing it.
Oh, no, it's hard. And then, you know, I have a 7-year-old, so after her, it was like, ooh. But I like burgers. But you know what I will
do? I like the shakes, too, baby.
Yeah, I like the shakes. I like shakes and burgers and fries. But, you know, the thing is, like, before I go on tour, I usually would do, like, maybe a plant-based diet or something like that. You know, like I like to detox a lot.
Sure.
But it's hard. But, you know, when I started getting a little skinny, you know, the fellas be like, where's that meat, baby? We was
what that meat? We need more cushion for that pushing up on stage, you know what I mean? Hey, Los, I want to know, man, how did it even come to you? I know she mentioned there's family there, that you got some ties to her family and this and that, but how does it even come to you of having this brand that you have in Cali, and then you get this East Coast thought of, damn, I mean, she's an icon, don't get it twisted.
Definitely.
I see that it's an easy fish of how to go do something, but how does it come to the brain?
Well, you know, we've been talking back and forth for the last 2.5 years, trying to figure out when was the right time to go ahead and get in this market.
Yeah.
So, you know, every week we're talking about things, going over things. She's saying, okay, now I'm ready. And I might say, not yet. She say, yes, I am. I say, no, you're not.
Yeah.
Now we finally got to a point where we're like, now it's time, because, you know, what Kim is going to do, she's going to, it's all about
it's
women
go.
Empowerment.
It's
we believe in that. Workshops for women, all that, because we feel that...
Get a little closer, brother.
We feel that it's important for, you know, black businesses and also minorities to be able to, you know, go out and follow behind what she's done as a woman. I think that's very big, what she's doing. I think this industry has a great one coming in her.
You know, Los, you've been, a part of our lives for a while, you know what I mean? And we appreciate you always coming to the show and sharing us, but, you know, we might know, but not everybody here knows, like, where does Superbad come from? Like, you know, give everybody some of that background, because it didn't just come up all of a sudden, it was Lil Kim, it was Superbad's been building, you know what I mean?
And you've been dealing with artists, athletes, and all that good stuff. Give us that history so that people don't know.
Superbad has been out here for a while. You know, our main focus was to go after, you know, high-end caliber celebrities, athletes, but we always wanted the brand to be the celebrity. And through that, I came from sports, did sports 23 years, did $3.5 billion in contracts, so I kind of understand how to
negotiate. When he says sports agent.
Yeah, sports agent, yeah.
Yeah, man, that's what folks understand.
Yeah, that's why next time y'all have a deal with iHeart, I'm going to do it, Blue.
Yeah,
I'm
going to do the deal. Yeah, let's go.
I think
we got to renegotiate.
Where were you last time?
I think, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, our goal is to change the way some of these companies are out here. We just want to do everything right.
Sure.
And I know, you know, Kim being a part of our family, it just puts us in the right direction.
It really does. Nice. And when you talk about the right direction, I really love this whole women empowerment that you've all been mentioning. But I'm just curious, Kim, where does that love? I know you're a woman, so I'm sure it just comes from being a woman. But where's that deeper agape, serious love, comfort, just giving back? Because a lot of women, of course, they love women, all this good stuff, but to give back is a whole different action
yeah.
that most women don't do. We all, you know, all us dudes too, we all empower women, we all empower minorities, but they ain't taking that action you're doing. So
yes.
we all commend you for doing it.
Thank
Where does
you.
That come from?
Thank you. Thank you for, you know, recognizing that. Thank you so much, because I really, like, I'm going to tell you right now, I love my hood. I love where I'm from. They hold me up. They hold me down no matter what
Brooklyn?
I do. Brooklyn. We outside, Brooklyn.
Where's Cash Money? Where's Cash? Cash from New York right here. That's our guy right here.
Yeah, Brooklyn. Yes, I love that. Like, I love Brooklyn so much. I can't even imagine being from anywhere else. Like, you know, I have friends who, like, hate where they're from. Like, I had a friend who's, like, from Buffalo. He's like, oh, gosh, I wish I was born in Brooklyn.
Well, it is Buffalo.
Yeah. But he, now, I love Buffalo, but he's, because I was like, wow, it's pretty cool. Every time I come to tour in Buffalo, they show me so much love. But I'm from Brooklyn, and Brooklyn always holds me up. They always, you know, they always, you
support.
Know, support me.
Yeah.
And I just want to give back. I just, you know, I want to show that same support and love back, not just for my hometown, but for everyone else in the game who supported me and just women in general, because women have been a big, huge part of my fan base.
And talk about some of the things that you do to empower them. I'm sure you're doing events, this and that, or helping a neighborhood. Like, I mean, I know you've been humbled and not saying these things, but I want the world to hear what you're doing to empower. So please talk on some of these things.
Yeah, well, you know, I've always had charities. I'm always a part of charities. I had littlekim.org. You know, it's been changing over years. I used to go to hospitals and give children before COVID, obviously. You know what I mean? You know,
sure.
The world is so different now, and you can't even do the things that you used to do before. You know, there was a school in Jamaica that I had, you know, donated because the kids used to have to walk miles to school in Jamaica. So I did a show and I just donated the money.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's what's
God
up.
Bless
yeah.
you.
That's
you know what I mean? And that's the thing
that.
Sometimes that TMZ ain't reporting. Well, you know what I mean?
Right.
Well,
right.
People ain't just giving back to folks like that. That's what, and not only that, a lot of people like yourself aren't even trying to put it out there like that either. So I wanted to give you an opportunity just to share a few things like that so that we could all applaud you and acknowledge you for being that the super person that you are. So we appreciate that. When we come back, we got the high five with Lil Kim and Carlos from Superbad. It's Cannabis Talk 101 all the way live at MJ BizCon.
Yay.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Take a hit, get lit, and sit back and enjoy Cannabis Talk 101 with Mark and Craig, the Pop Brothers at Law Blue, and Joe Grande. We are here at MJ BizCon 2021 with Lil Kim, and it is my favorite time of the show, the Cannabis Talk 101 High five. Baby. Joe,
yes.
Take it away.
So, Lil Kim, we've heard about your adventures with the cannabis industry, getting into it with Superbad Inc. and Carlos. We've heard about your woman empowerment. We've heard a little history about this, a little history about that. Now we're going to hear about the cannabis history on the fun side. It's the
good stuff.
With Lil Kim, Queen Bee, and Carlos from Superbad. So, Lil Kim, you're going to answer the question first, as ladies go first. And then, Carlos, she'll answer the same question right after her.
Okay.
Question number one, Lil Kim. How old were you the first time you smoked cannabis, and where'd you get it from?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
She went from Brooklyn to Cali on that one. What?
I'm not too old to get beat by my moms.
Oh, hey. No.
Oh, hey, I'm not going to lie. I was probably like 12 or 13.
Wow.
And who got it? Where'd you get it from? You in Brooklyn at the time, obviously, right?
It was my big cousins.
Oh, really?
It's always. I was six, Lil Kim, and it's my big brother who's 10 years older than me.
You know what I'm saying? It's always your family members.
Yeah. It's always the ones closest to you. Every
True.
Bad little shit that happens. You're like, you motherfucker. Uncle Bobby, stop touching me.
Well, I
Carlos.
Their theory was, I'd rather you do it with me around.
Oh, yeah. That's a good thought. What about you, Los?
Seventh grade.
Where at?
At school.
Okay, and with who?
Who gave it to you?
All my homeboys at that point. Yeah.
Everybody. It was just a circle.
Was,
a
nice was that in Los Angeles? Where were we at?
Yeah.
Good old L.A. Okay, cool.
All right, question number two of the Cannabis Talk 101 High Five. Lil Kim, what is your favorite way to use cannabis?
My favorite way? I'm not, well, you know, a while back, I used to not anymore, I used to like to use the bong.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I always felt like I got like higher.
A little, oh, no. A good glass of bong. Yeah. You feel like it just clears you up. And oh, my God.
Optimum.
Yeah. Clearly now.
Maximum hit. Well, what is it now then?
Aphrodisiac, right? What's your favorite way to use it?
Yes. I mean, you know. That's the best.
Is it now still smoking a joint? Is it a pin? Is it like a tincture? Like a what is your favorite way to use it?
She said the bong.
I'll tell you a cool story. So, where's TL's? Because this is so funny. We did I did a show in what was it? Vancouver at the cannabis convention there.
Yeah.
And they had edibles.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, here we go.
I love cotton candy.
Oh.
So you're like, oh, I want more.
Why did they do this to me? Why? And my family member who's here today, he's like, Blanco, because they call me Blanco sometimes.
Yeah.
He's like, Blanco, slow down on the edibles. I was like, oh, my God, what are you saying? This is good. It's not even nothing. Yeah. By the time I had to leave to go to the airport to go to the next place I was going to, I was so high, I forgot who I was. People was coming up to me in the airport like, oh, my God, little Kim. I was like, what the F just happened? Like,
how am I in front of you right now? How are you here?
So, I mean, I thought that was the cool way until I did it that time. I was like, oh,
you like
my.
Kimberly was really jonesing out when she got
yes.
to the airport.
I like that.
That was too much.
Kimberly.
Kimberly. Right, what about you, Los?
All right.
Los.
Super batting pre-rolls.
Yes.
Come on, man.
Yes. All right. We can
official,
do that.
Boy. You know how to get down to the town. Yes. That's what you're supposed to say right there.
All right. Question number three of the High Five, live right here at MJ BizCon with Little Kim and Los. Craziest place you've ever used or smoked cannabis? The craziest place, Kim.
Come on.
I got to think about that one.
There's too many to choose from.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's like I always felt like I wasn't supposed to be doing it anyway.
You weren't.
You weren't.
I wasn't. The craziest place? That's a good question. Carlos, you answer that. Let me think about the craziest place.
She passed.
In the bedroom, but no discussions to talk about it.
Okay.
So everybody use their imagination from there.
You were in a bedroom.
Yeah.
And that was the craziest place.
How many other people?
What city?
Use
what
your imagination, he said, from that point.
Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah. Washington, D.C. Yes. Okay.
Might have been the president.
Well, you got to dig a little deeper because he's such an eclectic man. You never know where
what
he
street?
Was or who he was dealing with, so that's why you got to pry
what
a little
street
bit.
In Washington, D.C.?
Bradley Boulevard.
He's not, he knows
okay.
it. He,
what about you now, Lil Kim? You had some time to ponder?
Okay, see, I don't think this is crazy.
No, it's crazy for you. Whatever you use is yours, you know what I'm saying?
So I used to tour overseas a lot, and I was in Amsterdam at the Red Light District.
Yeah,
nice.
And then, you know, I didn't, they tell you, you know, it's you know, legal.
It's legal, you're good.
So we just walking down the street, passing the Red Light District, and there's girls in the window.
Yeah.
And I'm like, am I seeing things? Are there naked girls in the window?
Like straight in front of you as you're
smoking? The best thing about, though, is that it is crazy, because every time I even think about that, I never got to do that, but I would always love to. And even if I did, I'd be like, this is so crazy to be doing this stuff.
It is crazy.
It is very crazy.
Yes.
Definitely.
Go ahead, Mike.
All right, question number four of the Cannabis Talk 101 High Five. Lil Kim, what is your go-to munchies after you get high?
Oh, it seems like it's always cereal.
Oh.
What kind, though? What kind?
Fruity Pebbles. And I like Fruity Pebbles, but I think my favorite, right now, my favorite is Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah.
But
you still got that little girl at heart right there, right?
Yeah, except for now I drink almond milk. I don't drink regular
milk. It's better for the gut.
It's better for me. I like it.
Hey, what about you, Los? What's your go-to?
I would say the chocolate bars.
A Hershey's or?
More like a Hershey's. Yeah.
Okay, milk chocolate or dark chocolate?
All chocolate.
Dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate. Trying to stay a little healthy, right?
Yeah.
Question number five with a high five with Lil Kim, the Queen Bee, and Carlos from Superbad. Here it is, folks. If you could smoke cannabis with anyone,
dead or alive,
who would it be
and why?
Definitely Nipsey.
Nipsey.
Yes. 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 You know, we out here in LA, so you know know that touches. I was on right now. And why though? I mean, we all could think in our head wise, but why is it so to you, Lil' Kim?
Because he was the realest, and he was so cool. And it's like, I just could imagine conversation with him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
hey,
real.
Yo, creepy, cuz, like, you know, we gotta get this mixtape popping good. I could just imagine him, like, yo, let's go to the sneaker store. And then he's just talking about all the sneakers, all the blue sneakers.
The marathon. Yeah. Let's go hit the marathon.
That's a good one right there. Could be. Yeah, that's rest in peace, Nipsey. Yeah. What about you, Los?
Oh, Michelle Obama.
Michelle.
Oh, wow.
Obama.
Why Michelle?
No, I'm not trying to date her. Why? Because I've never really seen a president or first lady smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that would be something to.
And you know they did.
Oh, you know they did.
Right. You know they smoked.
You know what, as you said, Michelle Obama, there was just something so classy about her. There is just something so classy. Yeah. Not was.
Right.
Is something so classy about her. They just put a whole new look, and she put a whole new look into everything. And that's funny because you're the first person to ever say something like that. And it just makes me think, like, wow, she would be interesting.
It would be.
What about more interesting of why, though? Like, what would you want to ponder with her about as she's the first lady?
I would actually want to talk to her and pick her brain. But as she's smoking, I have a better chance of picking her brain.
Of course. That's just it. Picking the brain.
Yeah.
We appreciate you guys for everything you do with us. Lil' Kim, check out our new brand called Aphrodisiac. When it comes out, you're going to find out. Follow her on IG. And, of course, follow Superbad Inc., my man Carlos, my girl Lil' Kim. We love you guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101 all the way live at MJ BizCon Blue. If nobody else loves you,
we do.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
Give it up, y'all.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.